This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialist. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being here in the Umpqua Valley as we cover a lot of different things. We've got a candidate for Roseburg City Council in here today. The first thing to solve, because I keep getting pointed at me several different ways, Matt Kowal, exactly how do you pronounce your last name?
You said it exactly right, Matt Kowal.
All right, and see, I've already been corrected for saying it that way from somebody else. So, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me today.
So, how long have you lived in the area?
So, I moved here in 2014. From Spokane, so Eastern Washington, and I came down here with my job that I was working for in the banking industry, and they had transferred me down here to rebuild that market, and I feel like I've been very successful at doing that.
And when you came down here, did you anticipate that 12 years later you'd still be here?
You know, I did, because I did promise my family that if we moved in the middle of the school year, that I would at least get them through their high school years here in one community. I grew up in a military family, so it was like we were moving every so often, but I guaranteed them if we were going to make that move from Eastern Washington down to Southern Oregon, that I would guarantee that I would have them still here when they graduated.
Well, and just in terms of that area to this area is a big difference.
It is a big difference, but I love this area down here, and that's why I've continued to call it home, and I will continue to call it home.
So you've gotten pretty involved in the area. What motivated you to run for city council?
You know, a couple weeks ago, I saw at a city council meeting where they were talking about the homeless situation and wanting to move a couple camps downtown, and it just didn't sit right with me. And after hearing the city council meeting, I felt like I needed to put my name in the hat and step up and do something about how do we solve that issue. Nobody has the correct answer, but I think I can help direct that answer to the community, and we'll figure something out.
You know, I know that the city staff have been documenting just how much resource time goes into dealing with this homeless issue. It's turned into the last several years really being a big issue.
It has been. And you know what? We as a community have to realize that our hands in our community are somewhat tied by state legislature and that type of piece. Because if they're telling us to do something here in the city that we don't agree with, there's always options. But what we need to be doing is we need to be advocating at the state level to make sure that our community can survive and that we can deal with the situation appropriately. Because right now, as you know, the police officers, the mental health community, the hospitals, their hands are tied. If somebody doesn't want help, then we don't have to help them.
And what do you suggest some of the ideas might be for finding a better solution to all this?
Yeah, so there's a lot of nonprofits in this community. I sit on several nonprofit boards in the community, and I think what we need is we need better collaboration between everybody. We understand it's an issue, but that's not the only issue that Roseburg's facing right now. I come from a financial point. I come from a business acumen, so we need to be supporting economic development. We need to be supporting our small businesses in our community, and our number one start is in our downtown corridor. You've seen over the last couple years, you've seen the Tribe purchase a couple buildings that they want to refurbish. You've seen UCC invest in our community, and if all of a sudden we have two homeless camps, because I know for sure if I was a father and I was dropping my 19-year-old daughter off at a school, and this is where they're going to be living, and all of a sudden you look across the street and there's a homeless camp, I'd be moving out of town quite quickly.
So what do you think you particularly bring to the table as a candidate for council?
So I think my acumen coming from the point of leadership that I do currently in my position. As we know, we have to be very careful that I'm speaking on behalf of myself. I'm not speaking half on the job that I partake in the community on a Monday through Friday job. But leadership, I'm all ears. I want to listen. I want to collaborate with those individuals in our community. I want to bring our nonprofits together, because it seems like everybody's doing something a little bit differently, and we're all trying to solve the same issue. And that issue is, how do we provide for these homeless individuals in our community?
Now, the current occupant of Ward 3 of the council seat, Ellen Porter, opted to not run for another term. She pointed out that her current work schedule involves a lot of travel out of the area, just didn't feel like it was, you know, the best course of action to stay on the council, which opened up the seat. And it seems like overall, not just this particular seat, but the other ones as well, there's a lot of interest in council races this year, a lot more than normal.
Yeah, absolutely. I knew some of the other candidates that have thrown their name in the hat, and I've worked well with them in the past on different various boards or things in the community. And I think we can bring, as a group, bring a fresh perspective to city council. And I think one of the advantages that we also have right now is we also have an open city manager position, and we can all work together. We can all try and solve this issue together. Not that anybody was not paying attention beforehand, but I think always a fresh eyes can get something done.
So what's your vision for Roseburg over the next decade? What would, you know, in 10 years up the road, what would you like to see different?
You know what? I want to see more business growth, more business development, because that's our backbone of our economy. If you get people here to Douglas County to shop, to stay, to eat, anything to do with what we have to offer, and we have a lot to offer here in Douglas County, especially here in Roseburg. We have the mountains, we have the river running right through it. And my wife and I were talking the other day, it reminds me a lot of Spokane, where Spokane has the Spokane River running right through the middle of town. We have parks, we have everything like that. So my number one thing is economic development. Let's listen to the small business owners. Let's get their input of how we solve some of these issues and move Roseburg forward, because we do have a lot to offer.
Now, you mentioned the river, and in decades past, there was talk of a river walk of some form in Roseburg. Do you think we could make more of that river feature and feature it more prominently?
Absolutely, we can make it. As you know, we connect Garden Valley to Harvard, come through the high school. We've got the VA campus, and all of that stuff is one huge walking path. And the way that it sits right now, people feel unsafe. And I think if we build some small businesses, maybe put a cafe down on the river walk, let's implement some stuff down there to push those people that want to be homeless out of that area, so we all feel safe, because we do not have one area where we can sit and eat on the river. We can't drink a cup of coffee, because right now we don't feel safe walking through that area.
What do you feel like the role of the city council is versus the role of city manager?
You know what, we are ultimately their boss at city manager, but we have to work together. We can't work against each other. So we always have to come in with collaboration, and we have to come up with ideas together. And I know, especially with this downtown homeless thing, they want it as a trial run. But we know if all of a sudden we put these people in these parking lots, it's going to be a heck of a lot harder to get them out of there than put them in there. So we have to make sure that we all together are working together in collaboration with our small businesses, our nonprofits, everybody that's associated with the situation at hand. We need to be open ears.
Now, do you feel like Roseburg is business friendly?
You know what? In the past, it has been, but currently right now, it hasn't been, because there's so many obstacles that the city has thrown out there. And I think we need to open that walkway up again. We need to open that communication back and forth and figuring out how do we develop business, how do we attract new business. But number one, how do we support the business community that already exists here? As we've seen over the last few months, there's been some businesses that have been operating in Roseburg that have left the area due to situations that have been business unfriendly for them.
And what do you feel like some of the things that the city could do differently to encourage business?
I think number one is the fact that I know a personal friend that tried to improve the building that he was on, and there were some hoops and obstacles that the city wanted him to accommodate, but it was out of his price structure in order to do that. So maybe if the city can maybe split that cost with our business owners, maybe they can help absorb some of that cost totally. Or maybe it's something that if the business, I haven't looked at the financials for the business, for the community itself or the city itself, but maybe if they have some extra cash, maybe we can do a small business loan to them to get them to basically incorporate it over the time.
All right, we're going to take a break. Back with more in a moment. Matt Kowal running for Roseburg City Council Ward 3. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Matt Kowal running for Roseburg City Council, Ward 3. If anybody asked you a year ago, would the idea of running for City Council have been there?
No. And the reason is because I felt that we had a strong City Council that was listening at the time. And now that there's an opportunity for me to step in, since there are so many vacancies and everything like that, that I think we need to make a difference. And today, we need to do that today, not tomorrow.
You mentioned growth earlier. Do you feel like the city should pursue more growth in the area? It's been pointed out that our population has been pretty stagnant for quite a while.
Yeah, we do need to focus on growth, but again, we need to focus on our existing businesses in town first. How do we help them grow? How do we help them attract new clients? How do we attract the people from stopping off on I-5? Because we're in a prime location. We're halfway between Seattle and San Francisco, 6 hours. And most of the time nowadays, people just want to pull off the road and camp, visit the town they have that they've stopped in for the night. But people just kind of drive by once they kind of come into the city.
And what about growth in terms of not just business growth, but getting more people to move to the area?
You know what? We got to figure out a lot of things before we get new people. But we got to get existing. We got to get new businesses here to provide the jobs. But there are jobs out there if people want to work. If they don't want to work, then that's what's holding the job market up. But I know that as I look around this community, I see for hire all over this community. And so we do need to focus on the ability, because when I came down here, I had to make sure that my wife was able to find a job as well in her field. And she was able to find one pretty quickly. But that's the biggest deterrent, is when we bring new people here, especially if they're a married couple, that one person can get a job, the other person can't. But we need to focus on how do we get those people here, and that's where I'm saying business growth, not only existing businesses, but also new businesses to our community.
Now, you mentioned being involved in some nonprofits. Talk about which groups you're working with.
Yeah, so I sit on the board for Mercy Foundation. I'm the board chair. I sit on the board for Aviva Healthcare, Roseburg High School Foundation. I just retired off of the board of CASA of Douglas County, after being on that board for 10 years, and then also the Community Cancer Center.
So that's a lot of work on top of a management-level job. How do you juggle all that?
Well, I've got a very loving wife that supports me 100%, that allows me if I need to go after hours, if I need to go before banking hours or that type of thing. And my employer also allows me to participate in nonprofits and give back to the community, because I do work for a community organization here locally that supports everything that I do.
And do you feel like doing that for a number of years, you've really learned a lot about how the community works when you're working with these different nonprofits?
Absolutely. So one of the things that I've also been a part of was Casa de Belen. Casa de Belen was a homeless teen shelter here a few years ago, until we had some financial issues. We had to shut that organization down. But those pieces of leadership in the community, of what people are doing, I come from either dealing with kids, dealing with medical issues, dealing with financial stuff. That type of piece is what I think will set me apart from any other candidate that runs against me.
When you got involved in Casa de Belen, were you surprised to see the level of teens that were homeless?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing that the support that I know Casa de Belen had given these children. But again, we have to advocate at the state level, because a lot of it is coming from funding. And that's exactly what we need to do, is work with our representatives, our state senators. We need to represent those people to go up to Salem to represent and say, this is what we need here in Douglas County.
as you look at the idea of being on the city council, what if you, you know, let's get past November. If you were elected, what would you be focusing on?
You know what? I think I'd be focusing on exactly what my press release said last week, is responsible economic development, working with small businesses, working with those individuals that need assistance, that will help curtail some of this homeless issue. If we can get these people back to work, get them the mental health that they need, I think we can make a difference here in Douglas County.
When you look at the homeless situation right now, we're in summer, we've got very mild weather. Things get even more complex for that issue when we come to fall and especially winter.
Absolutely. So I know that there's been some other options out there. I've been doing my research of what people are doing in the country and even in other countries to curtail some of that homeless issue. And I think I've got a list of some things that I want to bring to the table to curtail that. But you know what? We are in a mild climate. I've been here 12 years now, and we haven't had many harsh winters. But that doesn't mean a harsh winter is going to come one of these days.
And if you're on the council, what do you think you would learn from the experience?
You know what? Just the camaraderie between other people, because those people on the council come from diverse backgrounds. And I'm only one piece of that puzzle to the diverse background. I look at who's there currently. We've got a couple people that have been retired. We've got a couple people that are business owners. We've got a couple people that want to make a difference in this community, and we all need to work together and not against each other to make sure that we're listening to our community, listen to what our people have to say, businesses, residents, anybody that comes here, our travelers that come down here. Why are you coming to Roseburg?
Now, you mentioned talking about the college. For young people, what do you offer, or what do you think Roseburg should offer as reasons for them to stay here once they get out of high school?
You know what? I stayed in my community when I got out of high school. I went to college in Eastern Washington, but then after I got my college degree, it took me a little bit of time, but I chased my career away from the community. But we need to be able to offer them a reason to come back, and we need some professional people into this community, but we have to figure out what sets us apart or what makes us different than where they want to go. And I know I never deter anybody from going and exploring the world, because I know I did that as a kid, being in the military. We lived 10 years of my childhood in Germany, and it gave me a different perspective. So it's always good to let those kids or students leave the area and then make them want to come back. But some of those issues are they don't feel like they can find a good paying job. They can't find this. They can't find that. There's nothing to do in Roseburg. There is a lot to do in Roseburg. You just have to make it come to the forefront of these individuals' minds that we are in a unique situation in this Douglas County and the Umpqua Valley.
So where were you in Germany?
So as a kid, we grew up in Rhein-Main, which is right there in Frankfurt, the main airport going into Germany. And then we were there for 4 years or 6 years, and then additional 4 years southern down by Ramstein. It was a base called Simbach. Lived on base, lived off base, but the culture was what I enjoyed.
And that's got to be a whole different experience that people, when they haven't gone overseas, don't really understand.
That's true. And you know what? When I was able to come back to the United States, I was 13 when I came back, when my dad retired. It was the point where, you know what? There were some old friends that I ran into that went to my grade school, and we weren't friends anymore because we had gone down different paths. But again, there's a lot of those new friends that I was able to make and be able to teach or learn from them how they experienced the United States.
If anybody wants to find out more about your candidacy, how do they connect with you?
Yeah, so I've got an email address, mattcowallforcounselor@gmail.com, or you can always try me on my cell phone, 509-869-1222. Yes, it is a Spokane number, but I kept that number because I've had it for 30 years. I'm not new to the community. I just use it because it's something that where all my contacts are, and anybody in my family knows how to get a hold of me on that number.
All right, Matt Cowall, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 1230 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.